This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Lawyers for the Federal Trade Commission will be in federal court today concerning the proposed merger between Staples and Office Depot. The government is arguing that letting the numbers one and two office stuff chains in America combine will create monopoly conditions, restricting competition. From the Marketplace desk at OPB, Mitchell Hartman reports.
The FTC says monopoly control and less competitive pricing would hurt business customers. But Staples and Office Depot insist they'll still face plenty of competition to sell office supplies at the lowest price. S&P equity analyst Ephraim Levy agrees.
You just have to make an electronic click on your screen.
Think Amazon.
If Staples or Office Depot or the combination doesn't have the best price compared to Amazon or others, the consumers have an easy opportunity to make their purchases elsewhere.
But antitrust lawyer Mark Ostrow says this isn't about regular consumers shopping for pens and paperclips.
A certain class of customer, large national buyers, doesn't have the same alternates because it's not just the products, but it's the whole package of service and support and distribution.
Ostra says the FTC doesn't want that competition to shrink down from two big office suppliers to just one. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.